wish to go ahead and turn to the first passage of scripture that we'll be going to, it is in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. I'll be starting at verse 21. Brother Mark, if you wouldn't mind opening us up in a word of prayer as we direct our hearts and minds to God's word, please. Amen. Amen. I entitled this message, Hitting Rock Bottom. Hitting Rock Bottom. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, young man. When I was a boy, when I was about 9 years old, my dad decided to give me an allowance. And I was pumped. I was like, boy, I got money coming in every week now. I can go where I want to go, do what I want to do, buy what I want to buy. And then he said, but I need you to wash the van. And this was an extended van. Wash the truck. Wash the car. Cut, edge, and blow the grass. Take out the garbage twice a week. Clean your room. Vacuum the house. Occasionally wash dishes. Don't forget the good grades. And you can do all this every week for $7.50. At 9 years old, that was music to my ears. $7.50. So I started my chores, and I had to learn at first the way he wanted things done. So I then started to go out and try to buy some things. I realized, you know, $7.50 just don't go a long way. So he said, well, you got to start saving your money. So I started saving my money. Before long, I'm doing all this work, and I'm just getting $7.50. And I'm like, this is just not adding up. It's going to take me forever to get what I want to get, you know, just one thing per year. So I sat down, and I figured out, I said, well, what can I do to start earning more money? So I said, I know how to cut grass. I know how to wash cars. So I started my own business. But I ran into a dilemma. I didn't know how much to charge people. So I went to my dad again. So he smiles at me. And he says, he gives me this question that still challenges me to this day. He says, how much is your time worth to you, son? Is it $20 an hour? Is it $30 an hour? Is it $40 an hour, $50 an hour? I was like, people really make $50 an hour? He's like, yeah, people really make $50 an hour and more. So I thank God for fathers, but he helped me to realize the importance of my time. Not all things can be paid in money, but he helped me to understand the value of time. This morning, how valuable is your time to you? I believe it's one of the most expensive and valuable commodities that God gives each and every one of us, because what we've already spent, we can never regain, and we don't know how much more we have. The Bible makes a lot of promises, but I guarantee you it does not promise you tomorrow. Think for a minute. If you had 1 month to live, and you still had to be a responsible person and continue to go to work and continue to do all of your normal routine things, you got 1 month to live. What would you change? What would you eliminate? What would you begin to start doing more of? Whatever task you set your mind to accomplishing, I challenge you to make it count. Not only in this life, but in that which is to come. I heard this in a movie one time. It said that what we do in this life, it echoes in eternity. You are important to God. And how you and I choose to spend our time is also important. We often say that this person is important to us, or this particular person is important to us, or taking care of this is important to me. Have you ever come into a large sum of money and you had a list of what you were going to do with it? You planned it out, what you were going to do with this money, and then some kind of way you found yourself at the store buying things that wasn't on the list, and then you get back home and then you do an account and you're like, man, where did all this money go? And then it's usually the wife that, in my house, that pulls out the checkbook and shows the detailed account of where it all went. Time is kind of the same way. Where you spend your time shows the actual account record of what's really important to you. You can say your wife is the most important thing to you. You can say your family is the most important thing to you. You can say God and His Word and His church and the things that are important to Him, that are pleasing to Him, are important to you. But where you spend your time shows the true account. I learned this the hard way, because I could spend 6 to 7 hours watching the NFL on Sunday. Easy. Gone. I don't know what's being cooked. I don't know what's being cleaned. I don't know who's running around the house like they lost their minds. I